Welcome to Positive Change with Dorina. Dorina provides her experience and opinions about various topics as interesting information for you to enjoy. She has a PhD in physiology, a degree in behavioral health counseling, a daily practice of yoga and meditation, and over 20 years' experience using alternative healing methods to help people get unstuck. She is not a medical doctor nor a therapist. If you have a medical condition or health issue, please consult your personal health care provider. Remember to be sensible and take care of yourself.
Welcome to Off Topic Thursday. Over the last couple of months, I've had several people on the show that had Change Anything Now facilitation sessions. They ended the session amazed by the shifts and changes during their sessions. But I was wondering if things really did change for them in their lives. On today's show, I've asked a couple of those guests to come back in and give us a report on what happened after their session. Our first guest was on the show on November 10th. That was Episode 6, Healing the Mother-Daughter Relationship. Here was a short snippet from that session to refresh your memory.
This pattern of mine, Dorina, is not... I just keep repeating it like Groundhog Day, the movie. Oh. I just feel like I just am doing the same thing over and over and over and over and
well,
over
Well, would you like to change that?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Sounds like you got something you're ready to get rid of.
I do, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Well, what's the pattern?
I'm supposed to get a storage shed, and I'm postponing getting this shed because I feel like I'm on the edge and I'm about to make another move, and why do I need a shed if I'm going to be moving? But I'm on this uncertain edge again. Like, where do I belong? Where am I supposed to go? What's supposed to be happening? Why isn't this working? What's wrong with me?
Yeah, so lots going on. So you've got some uncertainty that's coming up just in general of what you want to do, which is then creating more conflict because you're thinking it's not the right thing to do this next thing that she wants you to do. But underlying that is just this whole sense of just kind of never being enough for her.
Never being enough for her. That's what it boils down to, pretty much, is that. And so I'm not following through and getting the shed, which is causing a lot of friction with both her boyfriend and herself, because I don't even know what's going to happen. The lease is up in 2 months, and I don't even know. And it's sort of a day by day kind of thing. It's that that feeling of, how did I create this again?
I'd like to test a couple things just to start with. I'm not good enough for my daughter.
Yeah, it's a yes.
Okay. I have to please her.
It's a yes.
Okay, so why do you have to please her? What happens if you don't?
The session continued, and we found the root of her daughter issues led back, in part, to an unhealthy relationship with her mother. Once we rectified some of the subconscious programs that she picked up as a child, she experienced a dramatic change in body pain, tension, and anxiety. Now, it's 2 months later. Let's hear the update.
Hi, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, when we talked last, we were focused on kind of your relationship with your daughter, but also your career. And it seemed like you were walking on eggshells around her. I'm just wondering how things have gone since our last session.
Okay, how things have gone since our last session is... I have decided not to move forward with my daughter in the next location. She was given to the 15th of this month to evacuate the house that we're living in now. And in that hustle to find another place, it got a little intense, and it came down to finally... deciding whether I was going to sign another lease with her for a year or not. And at the very, very last minute, I decided not to do it.
Okay. How did the session facilitate that, or did it seem unrelated, or?
Our session?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was very connected because I don't think I would have been, had the ability, or not the ability, but I don't think I would have had the courage to say no to the continuing to be together when it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. You know, I would have, yes.
So yeah, that's a big change.
It's a big change. And I don't know. I believe it had a lot to do with me having the courage to say, I'm not going to do it. Because with that courage to do that, there's been some weapons used, like she's holding my grandson against, I'm not able to see my grandson. I don't know where they moved to, things like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty intense stuff. But I am, I'm feeling those feelings, but also remembering that it wasn't working and that I needed to someone had to do something. And I feel
yeah.
like, mm-hmm, yeah. Right.
Wow, that's a lot of change. So, I mean, it's actually very good because the truth is here you're trapped in this dysfunctional kind of relationship and you can really see her true colors now, someone that retaliates that way. I mean, why would you want to live with them when you're under that pressure all the time?
Right.
Yeah.
And even the day we went to see the last house that we were going to share, it was, you know, told to me that, you know, it wasn't going to change and that she didn't want to sign another lease with me and, you know, just this, a lot of stuff. And we went and saw it. And I asked if I could have a little time to think about it. And she timed me. I had a half an hour to think about it, timed half an hour. And then I just got up the courage to say no. And that took a lot of courage because I'm not, you know, I'm out here, I don't, on my own, and I'm not sure what's next. But in the meantime, it just seems like everything is falling into place for me because I can stay in this house until March.
Oh,
wow. And I have room to separate and go through. My things weren't allowed to come into the house, so I didn't even have to lift a finger to bring all of my boxes that were sitting outside inside. The landlord's workers brought that all in for me. And so it's out inside away from the rains that we're getting. And I can go through each box and minimize. And then there's a studio on the same property that I'll just be transferring, you know, just moving my stuff into once the time is right. And in looking for a mini refrigerator for the studio and some things that I'll be needing, I manifested work. I got a person that replied that they sold their mini fridge, but she looked at my profile and she was interested in Reiki, which she's never had before, and came, and I had room enough to set up and give her a great session, and she signed up for three more sessions. So
fabulous.
This
is how it goes when you let go of things that aren't working. Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing. It's like unclogging a toilet and it just starts flowing. And it's just like, oh, what a really, it's amazing. And I really believe it, you know, our session did help with that. In some way. I mean, that's not me usually to sit there and say no. I hang in there for many, many, many years. I'm not a just give up, you know. I mean, even when I know it's not work, you know, I'm the last to let go. So that was that was pretty huge for me.
When you yes. did the session, I don't know if you mm-hmm. can remember back to then, but were you hoping for something in particular? Do you remember? And I'm wondering if you got that.
Well, I think I was hoping in particular not to have to fear her, my daughter, mm-hmm. and everything I was doing that, and maybe I was hoping to, you know, heal the relationship.
Yeah.
I wanted to heal the relationship. I don't know if I did it the correct, you know, I don't know if this is, I don't know today. It's still very new.
It takes two people. So what it seems like is you've done your part from me looking at it. It's like you've done your part. You've set a boundary. You've said no. And she's kicking and screaming a little bit. Sounds like, I mean, she's the person the landlord was kicking out and he's willing to let. I mean, it kind of lets you know it's like you're in a relationship with someone who's not quite functional. And what you've done actually long term, I see, you know, it didn't get you what you wanted short term because she's who she is and it takes two. But long term, you've really set the stage that you're saying, I only go into healthy relationships. And so if she wants to be in relationship with you, it will heal the relationship because you've done your part to heal it.
Okay. Good. That's comforting.
You know, because, and that's, we don't see it short term because it's only been, you know, a couple months or something. And this is the blow up kind of period. But if she's capable of having a healthy relationship, you've really set the stage for that by
well,
saying
actually,
no.
Right. Thank you. Actually, it's only been a week. So I'm still in the grieving stage
yeah.
of it. So it, yeah, it's you know, I allowed myself not to live in the story for a few days. And I got through that yesterday with moving some of these things and recognizing some of my things are missing. My pictures of my family of origin were taken. And so that stirred up a few emotions. So it right now I am on a little bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Right. But yes. Yeah. Yeah. It isn't just little. It is a little bit of a grief. You know. It is. It's. Yeah.
Next chapter.
You know.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to let the listeners know about your experience or?
Other than this is an amazing way to work through things you need to work on, and that you are, Dorina, a wonderful help and a great guide. And I thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Wasn't that amazing? She had the courage to get out of that dysfunctional relationship. She still is experiencing fear of her daughter. But that's normal when you're dealing with somebody unpredictable, crazy, and a little controlling. Despite her fear, she's been able to set and keep a strong boundary. Deleting subconscious programs can give you the edge to do things you could not previously do. Our next guest was on the show on November 27th. That was episode 16, Would You Like to Be a Millionaire? When we talked last, this guest was set to embark on an internet marketing program that she hoped would pay off, but that also meant a significant investment in both her time and money. We worked to remove some of the reservations she had, and I introduced her to a valuable tool for making decisions that serve you. Let's hear her update. So welcome back. And we're all interested in learning how things went after your last facilitation session.
Yes, and I've been meaning to put this all into context as well, too, since the last time we spoke. I actually feel a lot more relieved. And just to give your listeners a bit of context, it was about me wanting to be a millionaire. And the way to go about it was, at that time, an opportunity to do internet marketing, online business. And I wasn't sure. It was kind of heavy for me. And during our facilitation, I found out just by comparing that with something light, such as working in the garden. And I felt that energy was dense. But I wasn't ready to let it go at that time.
Yeah, I remember. I remember because we went through and you're still like, okay, she's still going for it.
Yeah, and I think it had a lot to do with more so my logical mind. Then it says, well, you've already kind of put yourself here. But I think it just always takes me time to make that quote-unquote right decision. Not to say that anything is really incorrect, but it just the way that feels better. And
yeah, well, I think with a lot of those kind of decisions too, there's this like fear of all the different things. And so you're clearing all that, like you're clearing the fear of like what people are going to say, and you're clearing the fear of the money thing. Mm-hmm. And so you were getting clear on all those things, which were obstacles to making that decision. But then once you got clear on all those things, it was like still not the right one.
Yeah. So I think it's almost kind of like making Jell-O or agar-agar. you got to let it set. Although everything is in place there, you kind of have all the ingredients. You just need that time to kind of like let it set. And actually, right after our facilitation, the next day, I had a massive migraine. I used to have migraines all the time. I wasn't sure if it was due to like letting go of a lot of things, kind of like detoxing, and I was feeling it all. But I noticed that, and I was just aware of it. And after that, things were still kind of like heavy feeling, kind of like a, that's a, how I can explain it, is sort of like a heavy detox where you're, mm-hmm. it feels worse first before you feel relief. and I did. As 2007 came to an end, as I was making my goals for 2008 and watching videos of one of my mentors, it became very clear to me. I'm like, wow, there are certain things I really wanted to do. And I saw very clearly a path. Now, whether or not it had to do with being a millionaire, it did have to do a lot with being just healthy, happy, and whole. And perhaps influencing a lot of other people. And I don't remember that kind of clarity in a very long time. It's hard to explain in mm-hmm. words, rather, again, an energetic feeling of letting go of things and very clear that I am going to let go of more this year of physical stuff and being able to say no to a lot of things that come my way, such as the internet marketing. And I realize that sure, I want to have that mindset of a millionaire. But to get to one place, there are multiple paths. And I need to choose one that I enjoy.
Yeah, right?
And it's really not about the end. It's really about the path that I choose to get there, or my direction.
Was that the biggest change after the session, this like clarity you're speaking of?
Yes, I think so.
Do you think, or was there...
Well, other than the massive headaches and just kind of like, that's what came after it.
But those have subsided now.
It's coming. Yeah. Every day for the last 2 days, I've gotten up at 5 where I can kind of jump out of bed like I had been before and saying, wow, I'm up now. Rather than, I also had a virus, a little bit of virus. So my body was all very achy. So dragging myself up in the morning at 5:30 was a chore. And even going back to bed until 6. So that's almost unheard of. I think the clarity and the lightness and making a decision and making it fun for myself is a recommitment to committing to life in my terms.
Choosing yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. Now, is that... going in, was that what you were hoping to get out of the session, or did you get what you were hoping to get out of the session, or?
You know, I wasn't sure of what that feeling would feel like. Like, I'm a millionaire. You know, like, what does that feel like? But I do feel a lot more abundant. After our facilitation, we've actually spent a lot more money on, they're really investments in our in ourselves. But having said that, in terms of cash, it's a lot going out. And for mm-hmm. me, if this were to have been a previous time, I think my feeling there would have been more of a lack of like, oh my goodness, dear. Or I probably would have stayed there longer in that frame of mind. Whereas this time, knowing how much money I'm spending and how much money we'll need to make to cover that is, I feel good. And not good that it's going out, yeah. but rather like I feel abundant that this is going to come back so much fold, and so I can give back so much. It's really just a feeling. So,
well, it sounds like trust or faith, you know, that, yeah, knowing, that having a knowing.
Mm-hmm. And this
is that what, you know, you've picked a certain thing and you have this faith that it will reach, you know, it's fine.
Yes. And you spoke, you mentioned one thing, you said God always provides. Or God pays you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time someone ever actually ever said that. I said, yes, that's right. God does pay me, right? But it's the give and take. You got to like let it flow. And as it flows, it just cultivates. And interestingly, one other thing came up as this clarity about 2018 was right before me. You know, I would be taking these training courses in my head. Like with my husband, I'd be doing something like, other business on the side of outside of working for my employer. A job opportunity came up at work, which was fabulous. It had to do with travel in a third world country.
Mm-hmm.
It had to do with, you know, giving instruction in French and quality assurance and all of this. And I thought it was, wow. And someone actually messaged me and said, oh, this would be, you would be really great for this. And I thought, oh, this is a sign.
Ooh.
And then, of course, I started thinking more. And again, I was using your denseness, lightness kind of feeling to weigh out. Because if I wanted it, if I truly wanted it, I think I would have had no hesitation in this part. Years ago, I probably would have said,
yeah.
All right. No problem with no kids. You know, I would go, I was abroad a lot. And
yeah.
Now I had that hesitation. I go, well, if I have this hesitation, I've already had this focus. And if I had any lesson from the internet marketing thing that, you know, slipped right in, is that universe might send you things and you can send it back. It's almost like going to a restaurant saying, well, I didn't exactly want it like this. You got to send it back so that you can refine it. And so this decision was faster than
really
the other one. Yeah, and I thought, okay, I need to make this decision now and just like cut it so that I can continue focusing on this clarity, like this path that I'm on. So I think I'm learning from my lessons that if there's a path that's clear, not that I'm closed-minded to it or attached, single-minded focus. How shall I say this? Not attached to that, this outcome. I'm open to it, but I need to be guided in a way where I'm going to have the most, shall I say, fun or the best lesson.
Yeah, it's like not being attached to the story like, or how it looks, but being kind of, I don't know if attachment's the word, but choosing this abundance and choosing that energy. So it doesn't, it's like, okay, it could be that opportunity at work, you like entertain that and then it didn't feel quite right with everything else that you have in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's going to like, okay, yeah, that's got some of the aspects that I want, but let's make it work better. I like that, sending it back. I'd like this a little different, but you didn't cook it right.
Yes. And I think that's been me in the past. And I don't remember all the blocks that you removed, but it was more so being clear that if this isn't right, because I used to just accept and say, okay, well, I'll take it anyway. So kind of being unclear to myself, what do I want? At least if I know it's not what you want, then it's, you know.
And you saved all this energy because you got another, the universe said, hey, how about this one, this work thing? And you realized right away, you know how people try things on, they spend a lot of time, pros and cons. You're like, wait, this is just not right. And I don't need to spend, I don't need to apply for it and then decide I don't want it.
Right. So, which is interesting because this actually brings me back to before our first conversation. It was my choice of what am I going to speak to Doreena about? And there was one thing on my mind before this internet marketing thing came up, was this thing that was recurrent in my life is this theme of slowness or taking a long time. Mm-hmm. In school or in eating, I was the last one. My parents said, you take a long time in eating. You're always the last one at the table, you know, with the judgment that it's a bad thing. And at school, if there's a race, I'm the last one. And I hated that because, again, it was a lack of self-esteem that, I'm the slowest out of one, meaning I'm not as good. And it was.
Do you still have that?
So at work, I do. I have very good quality in the work that I deliver, but they want me to work twice as much or as fast as I'm doing.
Of course they do.
And so it's not just this work, but in previous works as well, they would say, oh, your stats show this. And we are. Quota is this. So, or I remember in one work where I used to take things so very seriously and was really hard to forgive myself, is that if anything I did was not to standard, I was not good enough and I had to quit the job. And now, I mean, I've been proving in myself, giving myself more value. More worth. Mm-hmm. But it is a question because my husband would say, well, why do you take so long? You're always in the kitchen. You know, why does it take you so long to do this? And first of all, I could jump to that conclusion of, well, I'm just not as fast as everyone else. I'm slow. I'm just not good enough. Okay. Which would be the wrong answer. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
But matter of a habit of thinking. Whereas if it's really the quality is my higher priority, it takes priority over that speed.
Right. Yeah. I make lots of mistakes. I'm one of these fast people and I'm like sitting here thinking, oh my goodness, I need some of her slowness. I'd love to be able to be slow.
Really?
Yeah. Like, right. I mean, in terms of like quality of life and just, you know, it's like, I'm just fast and I do way too much and it's kind of like thoughtless and, you know, you could look at it the opposite way. So, but the question really is do you have a problem with it and would you like to change it? But, you know, it's not like there's no right and wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like, it's definitely an asset. It's just different. Your employer is going to want you faster, you know, and they didn't like it that I make so many mistakes, but I'm so fast. They're like, they overlook it usually.
Right. And sometimes I don't even know if it's being fast because they want me to do two things at the same time. You said you have to talk, think, and type, meaning while you're on the phone with someone, you need to do an email, which I find that if I do that, my wires will cross.
That's crazy. Yeah. This is the problem with the whole American, I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
They tell me it's multitasking.
It's multitasking. My daughter studies multitasking. Oh. Multitasking does not, she's getting her PhD in business and marketing and psychology, double degree. And she studies multitasking. And there's no such thing as multitasking. And they've proven that if you're doing two things at once, you're just flipping between the two and you're doing both of them worse than if you were just doing one.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
It's like, that's how it is.
So what I would like is to actually create myself that job, if you like to call it, or that thing to do that can supply me with money to live on and mm-hmm. to spend and support causes that I believe in by doing something that supports my strengths. So what is slow and creative, right? It seems like my current position
doesn't.
Well,
if you're holding that energy of abundance, mm-hmm. you don't even need, it's you're already, it's already even be, might already be created. You know, if you're already in that place, mm-hmm. then it's already, you don't have to figure out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to keep following that energy, and it will. And that's the weird part, because that's the risky part. It's like you were saying, it's like, okay, we've spent some money, but on other things. And it's like, yeah, that's already creating this job that's actually the perfect match for your personality.
Right? Yes.
You're holding, you've got this certain, and as soon as you say, hey, this is, I'm like amazing. If you hold the energy that my slowness is amazing. Mm-hmm. Because people tell me I'm too fast. I get criticized the opposite way, right? So it's like, I just have to hold. It's like, you know, I can slow down for some of you people, but the truth is you're all too slow.
Wow.
You know, and it's so you got to hold it the same way. You're like, hey, I can speed up for mm-hmm. maybe you guys, but the truth is you're all too, in my own room, in my own world, I'm going to move at the rate I like to move mm-hmm. at, because you guys are all moving too fast. You know, we can put it out there like that.
Mm.
So your vibration, if you're true to yourself, will create that resonance in the universe that will bring that to you, right? You're the only one who can do what you can do. So that's how it lines up. As soon as you stop pretending to do some or trying to be something you're not, the universe says, oh, okay, we can see her now. Clearly, we know what to bring to her.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got this millionaire mindset, you've got this abundance mindset, you've got a flow going through, you like service, it's like you're getting paid by God.
Yeah, I'm just expecting miracles. It's miracles all around.
And that's yeah, I keep expecting and giving gratitude. Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, it's there. Sometimes we try to recreate what we've already created just because it hasn't shown up yet. Mm. So you really probably need to move on to you've already created this thing. It's just, maybe you even need to move on to the next thing in terms of, okay, what else can I create? Mm. What's beyond this even? Because sometimes, you know, you think you're slow. The universe can kind of move a little bit slow too. You know, it's got to line everything up and, you know, whoever's hogging your job right now needs to get out of it because they're hanging on when they're not supposed to and because they're fast or something. You know, that's what 90% of the people hate their work, right? Because everybody's hanging on because they're scared mm-hmm. to let go of their work, when I just can imagine everybody walking outside and switching jobs and everybody being happy all of a sudden. So
that's what I like to imagine. Everyone being true to themselves.
Yeah.
A blade of grass be grass.
So simple.
Tree be a tree. A bird be a bird. You know, otherwise we won't have this beautiful world that we have. That's what I like to see. That's what I like to experience. And so the first thing is just to work on myself. Be who I am. And each day it mm-hmm. seems like I'm just creating myself. So I feel
cool.
Good.
Well, yeah, thank you for being back on the show and giving the update. Sounds good.
Thank you, Dorina. It's been great listening to your podcast and listening to your videos, and actually, you know, I didn't think that they were fast at all.
Yay.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, help other people find it by taking a moment to give it a 5-star review. If you're feeling stuck and would like to have a session with me, visit my website at changeanythingnow.com to find out more. Sessions for this podcast I do for free. How does it get better than that? I teach how to change the subconscious in a weekend workshop only once a year. There's one coming up soon. Visit changeanythingnow.com. If you mention this podcast, you will get a discount. What would a weekend with me change for you?
Positive Change with Dorina. Program credits. Music is Cheery Monday by Kevin McLeod. Incompetech.com. Licensed under the Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. The voice intro was by Dylan McCloskey. You can find him on Fiverr.com. The podcast, copyright 2017, Dorina Road, all rights reserved.